Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior. St. Paul's exhortation to Titus is clear. A pastor must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught. The church always needs that kind of pastor. So do I, and so do you. Where the trustworthy word is forgotten, where it is ignored or jettisoned or not taught, there can be no true church and no real Christians, even if it calls itself a church, meets in a church-like building, and has something that vaguely resembles a worship service. The church depends on the trustworthy word. And so the pastor holds firm to that word, both for himself and for the sake of his flock. Not because it will make him a pastoral success or a popular preacher, but because his job, simply put, is to remain faithful to that word. And that's the kind of pastor this seminary seeks to train, to form, to send into the harvest, the kind of pastor that deaconesses are trained to support and assist with. And what makes the word trustworthy isn't your knowledge of it. It isn't your ability to prove its trustworthiness, to get into some apologetic argument and show just how trustworthy God's word is. The word is trustworthy on account of the God who gives that word. God never lies. St. Paul says it just that clearly in the beginning of Titus. Having been sent by Jesus Christ, he writes to Titus in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested in his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God, our Savior. God is trustworthy. What he promised, he revealed at the right time, first in a manger, and then in the Jordan River, and finally upon the cross. And that which God revealed, he now makes known in his word, in the preaching of St. Paul, and what he handed on to Titus, his true child in a common faith, and what was written down for your benefit. The church needs pastors who hold firm to the trustworthy word. And Jesus instructs the church to pray for such pastors and to expect them. And so Jesus provides again and again. We heard in the gospel reading how Jesus sent out the 70 to bring the gospel into every town and place, going before him, preparing the way, sharing the good news that Jesus had come to save. And then after Jesus' ascension, he poured out the Spirit upon the church at Pentecost, and the apostles, who on Easter Sunday were hiding behind locked doors, became his witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And then, that the church might have pastors, Jesus appeared to St. Paul on the road to Damascus, so that it was said, "He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy." And St. Paul himself brought the trustworthy word to the island of Crete before handing off the mission work to Titus. And so the thing about Titus, or really any pastor, is that he's not his own man. He belongs to Jesus. And the thing about Titus is that he receives what he's been given, what he's been so carefully and painstakingly handed over, and what has been implanted in him. The trustworthy word, that's what the pastor brings. And he stands in a long line of those who have received this word and who have passed it on. And so the faithful pastor, like Titus, like St. Paul, like the apostles and the 70 before them, continue to make it known. Titus is simply one more pastor, and he won't be the last. He's called to be faithful to that word because God doesn't lie. And his job, Titus's job, is not only to make that word known, but also to appoint faithful and qualified pastors to continue and carry on Christ's work in that place. Others came before him, and others would come after him. And it was his to hold on to that trustworthy word. To hold on to that trustworthy word that he might give instruction in the Christian faith. making known to others what had first been handed on to him, that Jesus Christ died and on the third day rose again, and that he ascended into heaven and will come again to judge the living and the dead, to hand on the gifts that were given to him first, the words that were so carefully placed in his hands, the "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," the "I forgive you all your sins" words, and the words of our Lord on the night when he was betrayed, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood." This is the one thing the pastor is given to do, to take the trustworthy word handed over to him, not to bury it or to hide it, but to make it known and to continue to pass on and live from that word, to teach what is true and to rebuke what is false, that Jesus Christ and his salvation may be made known in this day, just as it was in Titus's. And this also is what the church should expect from her pastors. It is what the church asks of her pastors when they are ordained and installed into the office of the ministry, that they would hold firm to the trustworthy word and to nothing else. And this is your task as well. You who are training to be pastors, this is your task to make known that the pastor is about the trustworthy word of God, and not to be distracted or pulled aside by anything else, that you too may step into this long line of pastors given by Jesus Christ to the church, continued in with St. Titus, and also to this very day. And so today, as we celebrate St. Titus, pastor and teacher, we give thanks to God not only for him and for all the saints, but most of all for this trustworthy word by which we too are equipped and made Christians and prepared to be pastors and teachers and deaconesses and servants of the church. So we give thanks to God for his servant Titus and for all his pastors and servants, and most of all for the trustworthy word that delivers to us our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.